Good evening. Let's open with a word of prayer. Father God, we thank you for the many blessings you bestow in our life each and every day. Father, as we assemble ourselves together this night, Lord God, remember the true reason for the season, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And Father, I just ask you now to anoint this place. Let your Spirit go forth in this place, touching every heart and every life, Lord, that we'll have the true meaning of Christmas. And we'll be sure to give you the praise, the glory, and honor for it all. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Welcome to our 16th Hanging of the Greens worship service. We will be sharing some customs and legends about our Christmas decorations as we decorate our church. We hope you enjoy the songs we have chosen for you tonight. This year, as we celebrate Christmas, let us remember His love and remember that Jesus is God's perfect gift. Let us thank God for the gift, this gift, and for the love of family and friends. Let the miracle of Christmas bring you joy and peace and blessings to last all year.
Thank you. One day, about 2,000 years ago, an angel of the Lord called Gabriel told Mary she would have a very special baby that she should call Jesus. Mary married Joseph, and he took her to Bethlehem so they could pay their taxes. Mary was expecting to have her baby soon. When Joseph and Mary arrived in Bethlehem, there were no rooms left in the inns because the town was very busy. They were worried because they had nowhere to sleep, and Mary was very tired because the journey had been long and dusty. But a kind innkeeper said they could shelter in an inn manger where the animals, like sheep, were kept overnight to stop them from straying. Mary knew the baby would be born soon, so she was very glad to be able to rest in the manger. The manger was a small room like a cellar at the bottom of the inn. It was strewn with straw for all the animals, and the animals made friends with Mary and Joseph, who settled down for the night as best they could. In the night, Mary had her baby. Joseph and Mary called the baby Jesus, just like the angel told them they should. They put the baby Jesus in some swaddling clothes so he was wrapped up warm and snug. Then they put some straw for a bed in a small wooden manger that the animals fed from and put Jesus inside it. A very bright, great star shone over the manger, and they were all covered in light. It was a very starry night, and the local shepherds were looking after the sheep in the fields. The angel of the Lord told them Jesus was born, and that he would be a savior for all of men. So soon as they had heard about the birth of Jesus, they hurried to see Mary and Joseph and to wonder at Jesus. Jesus Christ was the Son of God and grew up to be a very special man indeed. This story is the real story of why we celebrate Christmas today, to celebrate the coming of Jesus Christ, who 33 years later died on the cross to save our souls from our sins.
Wreaths and garlands. Evergreens remain green throughout the year. They are an unchanging reminder of us of the nature of God as revealed in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13. The green garland symbolizes the new life and salvation which the birth of Jesus brought into the world. As the garlands are hung, we are reminded of hope, life, and faithfulness. The wreath is a circle with no beginning and no end. This may represent the eternal nature of God's love or circle of life. The wreath symbolizes the real nature of love. Real love never ceases. As we hang the wreaths and remember God's never-ending love for us.
Children laughing, people passing, feeding smile after smile, and on every street corner you hear. as the shepherds rush home with their treasures. In the storybook, see the kids' book, this is Santa's big scene, and above all this was so merry. Silver bells, silver bells, it's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear the ring, soon it will be Christmas Day.
Doves are a symbolic of peace, purity, love, and the Holy Spirit, all important concepts celebrated during the Christmas season. In Matthew, the dove symbolizes innocence. All four Gospels describe the Spirit of God descending like a dove upon Jesus after his baptism. Thus, the dove has come to be the most widely recognized symbol of the Holy Spirit.
Sweet.
Poinsettia. The star-shaped red leaves of the poinsettia symbolize the Star of Bethlehem, the heavenly body that led the wise men to Jesus. The colors also symbolize the fact that the babe in Bethlehem's manger became the Savior of the world as he shed his blood upon the cross of Calvary. Star was a heavenly sign of a promise long ago. God promised a Savior for the world, and the star was a sign of fulfilling of his promise. In Christian tradition, we place the three wise men and the star they followed at the manger scene. The presence of the star does serve to announce Christ's birth. But when the wise men finally completed their journey and offered their gifts to Jesus, he is no longer a baby in a manger, but a young child in a house. Matthew tells us the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. The star that leads us to Christmas child is not in the sky, but in our hearts. It is a star of hope and faith and belief in all that is good.
Follow the star to a place unexpected. Would you believe, after all we projected, a child in a manger? Just a child. Is this who we've waited? lands and their homes. How many graves have become the leaves for me? And how many gods have poured out their hearts to romance a world that is torn all apart? How many fathers gave up their sons for me? Bringing out gifts for the newborn Savior, all that we have, whether costly or mean, because we believe. Gold for his honor and frankincense for his pleasure and myrrh for the cross-filled summer. Do you believe? Is this who we've waited for? And how many kings stepped down from their thrones? How many lords have abandoned their homes? How many greats have become the least for me? And how many gods have poured out their hearts to romance a world that is torn all apart? How many fathers gave up their sons for me? Only one did that for me. How many kings stepped down from their thrones? How many lords have abandoned their homes? How many greats have become the least? How many gods have poured out their hearts to romance a world that is torn all apart? How many fathers gave up their sons for me? Only one did that for me.
It is decorated with ornaments and lights. The pure green color remains green year-round, depicting the everlasting hope of mankind. The lights on the tree represent the light of the world, and the gifts placed at its base represents God's gift to the world, His Son. At this time, we invite everyone to bring the ornaments you were given when you came in and help us decorate our tree.
Jesus Christ is Lord.
Jesus Christ is born.
Christmas is for joy, for giving and sharing, for laughter, for coming together with family and friends, for tinsels and brightly decorated package, but mostly Christmas is for love. It was the love for which Jesus came to the world and sacrificed his life. The greatest gifts are simple gifts, shared from the heart and given with love. Remember, the best present of all is God's gift to us, Jesus Christ. So enjoy the giving spirit of Christmas, but remember, the best Christmas gift ever was wrapped in a manger.
Santa knows who's good. Do the things you should. And we bend to He won't forget you. We are sent to Zell. Bum, 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 bum. We are sent to Zell.
The lights on our Christmas decorations are symbols that stand for the triumph of spring over the darkness of winter. Lights also symbolize the light that Jesus Christ cast upon the lives of people. As we light the decorations in our Christmas, in our church tonight, we are symbolize Jesus coming into the world of sin and evil. He came to bring hope, peace, and joy through His message of the love of God. The candy cane, as with many other things that we associate with Christmas, can be used as a symbol of Jesus and point others to the reason for Christ's birth. Here are some pictures of Christ that we can see from the candy canes. The candy cane is shaped of a shepherd's staff. Jesus is our good shepherd, and we are His sheep. Upside down, the candy cane forms the letter J, the first letter of Jesus' name. The candy cane is made of hard candy to remind us that Jesus is the rock of our salvation. The wide red stripe on the candy cane represents the blood He shed on the cross for each one of us, that we can have eternal life through Him. The white stripes on the candy cane represent the virgin birth, sinless life, and purity of life of our Lord. He is the only human being who ever lived who never committed a single sin, even though He was tempted just as we are. The narrow red stripe on the candy cane symbolizes that by His stripes we are healed. The flavoring in the candy cane is peppermint, which is similar to hyssop. Hyssop is of the mint family and was used in Old Testament times for purification and sacrifice. When we break up our candy cane, it reminds us, just as communion does, that Jesus' body was broken for us. If we share our candy cane and give to someone else in love because we want to, it represents the love of Jesus because He is to be shared with one another in love.
Thank you. angels sing, and heaven and angels sing, and love and heaven and angels sing. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns, let him their song to pour. While fields and floods, dark shields and plain, we meet the sounding joy, we meet the sounding joy, we meet the sounding joy. No more chains and sorrows grow, no thorns in breast or crown. He comes to make his blessings flow, for as the curse is bound, for as the curse is bound, for as the curse is bound. He rules the world with truth and and makes the nations burn. The glories of his righteousness, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders and wonders of his love.
And it came to pass in those days, there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And it is so it was that while they were there, these days were accomplished, that she should be delivered, and she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, and ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothing, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was an angel and a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And there came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad, saying, which was told unto them concerning the child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told to them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for God all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them.
Good Christian, be for
shepherds God and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring Him up, the babe, the Son of Mary. So bring Him in His crown and myrrh, the precious King to crown Him. The King of Kings salvation brings, and loving God's enthroned. This is Christ, the King whose shepherds are and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring Him up,
the Advent wreath. The Advent is a time of the year when Christians all over the world prepare for the coming of Christ. The preparation is twofold. First, preparation is made to remember the birth of Jesus on Christmas. Second, Christians are reminded to prepare for the second coming of Christ. The Advent wreath has five candles, four around the wreath and one in the middle. The colors around the wreath may vary. This year, we are using three purple and one pink. The circle of the wreath symbolizes God's eternity and endless mercy. The green in the wreath symbolizes the hope of renewal and newness and eternal life that we have in God. The candle reminds us that Jesus is the light of the world. Our first candle is the expectation of hope. It represents the anticipation of the coming of the Messiah. The second candle is for peace. The third is for joy. The fourth is for love. The center white candle represents Jesus, the light of the world. The glowing of the Advent wreath reminds us of the second coming of Christ.
Silent night, holy night.
live in a hurried era. And one of the biggest things I've seen hurried is Christmas. It starts sooner and sooner each year. This year in May, I happened to walk into a store, and in May, on several shelves, there was Halloween decorations. 4th of July decorations, Halloween decorations, and then there was Christmas decorations in May. What's in the world's eyes is dollar signs. Not God, but dollar signs. Emmanuel, God with us. What wonderful news. It's nice to know that no matter what you're going through, God with us. All the religions of the world calls for man to be wrapped in religion and its ceremony. They search for peace as they search for God. Yet in Christianity, God on earth, wrapped in flesh, searching for man. The greatest gift for Christmas didn't come wrapped in tinsel and bows, but instead was wrapped in lying in a manger. He showed his true desire to become the Savior, not only for a specific race, not for a specific gender or social class, but to all. He reinforced time and time again throughout his ministry, even to the cross. All we have to do is accept his work through faith. What a Christmas gift. One size fits all. We're going to pray, and I would ask you to let tonight be a night of rededication. You see the stuff happening in the world around us, and the only answer is Jesus. God, let this be a night of rededication. Let's pray. Father, I love you, Lord. I praise your name. I thank you for your grace and your mercy, Lord. I thank you, God, that in this hurried time, and it seems like everybody's in a hurry to get nowhere, God, you're trying. You're reaching out to us. Help us, God, to know that you're reaching out. And help us, God, to reach back. Lord, let this night, let this time of year, let this Christmas be a time of rededication. Father, we thank you for the gift of your Son. We thank you, God, that although we didn't deserve it, you freely gave him. And he freely died on that cross. Let us look to you this year, Lord. Let us have a new enthusiasm. Let us have a rebirth, so to speak, as we see and know and understand what Christmas is all about. Through all the celebrations, which is awesome, and all the family get-togethers, which is awesome, help us not to forget the reason, the true reason for the season. God, we give ourselves to you, Lord, because you gave your Son for us. And Father, we also ask you right now, Lord, to, as we go across the street, Lord, to bless the food in a very powerful way. Lord, let it be a blessing to our bodies, Lord, as we begin this fellowship that we have with one another this night. And Father, we thank you more than the fellowship and more than each other. We thank you for your Son, that we can have fellowship with him. But Lord, bless this fellowship, bless this food. We thank you for it right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Beautiful. Let's all get ready to stand. What we do, let's see. Where's Sister Jeanette? And Sister Hazel, I know she. I see her looking at me. Don't do that to me, Sister Hazel. Sister, now who was the one that was spearheading all this? Those two, and that one over there. I'm not gonna forget that one over there. Everybody worked hard. Everybody that worked to get this together, stand up. Everybody that worked to help put this together, stand up. Everybody, including the children, you worked to get this together. Sister Jeanette, y'all look back there. There she is. Y'all look back at her and wave at her. Look at her, Sister Hazel. Wave at her. Wave at this young lady over here. God is awesome. Let's get up, get ready to go over there and throw down. Let the games begin.